The reading is taken from Nehemiah chapter 8. Ezra reads the law. When the seventh month came and the Israelites had settled in their towns, all the people assembled as one man in the square before the water gate. They told Ezra the scribe to bring out the book of the law of Moses, which the Lord had commanded for Israel. So on the first day of the seventh month, Ezra the priest brought the law before the assembly, which was made up of men and women and all who were able to understand. He read it aloud from daybreak till noon as he faced the square before the water gate in the presence of the men, women, and others who could understand. And all the people listened attentively to the book of the law. Ezra the scribe stood on a high wooden platform built for the occasion. Beside him on his right stood Mattithiah, Shema, Ananiah, Uriah, Hilkiah, and Messiah. And on his left were Pedaiah, Mishael, Malkijah, Hashum, Hashbadana, Zechariah, and Meshullam. Ezra opened the book. All the people could see him because he was standing above them. And as he opened it, the people all stood up. Ezra praised the Lord, the great God, and all the people lifted their hands and responded, "Amen, amen." Then they bowed down and worshipped the Lord with their faces to the ground. The Levites, Jeshua, Bani, Sherebiah, Jamin, Akub, Shabbathai, Hodiah, Messiah, Kalita, Azariah, Josabad, Hanan, and Peliah, instructed the people in the law while the people were standing there. They read from the book of the law of God, making it clear and giving the meaning so that the people could understand what was being read. Then Nehemiah the governor, Ezra the priest and scribe, and the Levites who were instructing the people said to them all, "This day is sacred to the Lord your God. Do not mourn or weep." For all the people had been weeping as they listened to the words of the law. Nehemiah said, "Go and enjoy choice food and sweet drinks, and send some to those who have nothing prepared. This day is sacred to our Lord. Do not grieve, for the joy of the Lord is your strength." The Levites calmed all the people, saying, "Be still, for this is a sacred day. Do not grieve." Then all the people went away to eat and drink, to send portions of food, and to celebrate with great joy, because they now understood the words that had been made known to them.
Okay, well, just let me, I think actually we have covered many of the things that I mentioned. Interesting, isn't it? I picked up a few bits on the other microphone. Yep, that's fine. So for example, differences between joy and happiness. Joy transcends, happiness reacts. My suggestion. That joy is something we can choose. Happiness tends to be a response to things that happen to us. And joy, of course, is a fruit or part of the fruit of the Spirit, while happiness is not. Interestingly, the words happy and happiness, as translated from different words that I don't necessarily know, appear in the Bible about 30 times. With joy, I had the figure here somewhere, which of course I now can't find, but it was about 300 times, I think. Maybe that expresses a difference of significance between the two. So are we happy about everything that happens to us? No, of course not. But can we be joyful in everything that happens to us? Yes, we can, because joy is a choice. Listen to these words from the end of Hebrews. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross. Repeat that bit. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. As the human being that Jesus was come down to earth, I don't suppose that he was happy about being nailed to the cross. Indeed, he cried out to God, didn't he? My God, why have you forsaken me? And yet, as the writer to the Hebrews said, he went through it for the greater joy of being both one at his Father's side in glory, but also for the greater joy of enabling us to have that hope and that future by the cross. And that perhaps is a good way to lead us in to time of communion, and time is pressing on a bit, so song-wise we've got a couple more. We'll use one of those at the end. I'm not sure which one yet, but we'll get there at the end. This is an opportunity, if you wish to take the bread and wine of communion. We're going to do that around tables. Please don't feel that you have to, but we welcome all who know and love the Lord, and all who would like to know and love the Lord, to receive the bread and wine of communion. And I'm going to just lead us in, well, a little bit of prayer, really. And I think actually one of the songs that we were going to sing, I might just read out one or two of those bits rather than us sing them. And it'll just perhaps remind us of how we can know joy in every situation.